This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So this was kind of startling. I wrote an article about this on my website at drdahlia.com. But there was a man in Moscow who just died. Well, I don't want to say he just died, but he passed away recently because of a toilet brush that impaled him, stabbed him through his face, and into his brain. A toilet brush. Now, this happened in a city near Moscow. 60-year-old man allegedly slipped in the bathroom and fell on a toilet brush. Now, when I first heard this, I'm like, okay, well, maybe there's foul play. Maybe somebody stabbed him. But then again, if you were going to kill somebody, you would have a different weapon ready to go. You know, I mean, you wouldn't... I don't know, grab a toilet brush. So the handle of the brush, and I'm sorry, this is going to be a little graphic, went through his right eye, entered his skull. He was alive at the time. So what doctors tried to do is remember we talked about if you're ever, you know, stabbed by something and it's still in your body, you don't pull it out. You just stop. We, as an ER doc, would sever the part that's sticking up, okay, so it doesn't accidentally hit on anything and then go deeper. So we keep it in place until surgeons can come in. I know the surgeons, they're just such studs. So, you know, you get, as an ER doc, you get everything all ready for them and all that. And then the surgeons come in and, you know, while the person is under anesthesia, can I say, and it's a controlled environment, they get to come in there and, you know, be the heroes and, as a family doc who's worked in an ER, I still find it really sexy. I love surgeons, you know. But, you know what? Let them get their quan. They do deserve it. I mean, it's pretty damn sexy what they do. You're coming in and going, we are going to remove the toilet brush. You're like, oh, really? Huh? My hero. They come in and, you know, like, all right, glove me. I'm like, oh, man. All right. So anyway, very sexy. Surgeons are sexy. Just, they are. But that's neither here nor there. So, unfortunately, what they did is they went into the skull, removed the broken fragments, removed part of the brush, and the man lived. The man was alive through this. But unfortunately, he never got out of his coma. And then, unfortunately, he passed away. My guess is there was so much swelling that possibly caused the brain to herniate. And with brain herniation, you end up cutting off your respiratory and cardiac centers, and you end up dying. Again, by toilet brush. Metro.co.uk reports that the incident occurred at his home in the town of Istra near Moscow, Russia. Now, this isn't the first time we heard of somebody dying by toilet brush. I don't know if you guys remember, back in 2005, there was some 30-some-year-old woman who I guess got drunk, and a toilet brush got stuck in her buttocks. And from what I understand, nobody believed her. Doctors didn't believe her. And I guess 2 years later, somebody discovered that she had a piece of a toilet brush still in her buttocks. So she had two surgeries. And then finally she had to have a riskier surgery, they claim. Third try. But she lost so much blood that she ended up dying. So death by toilet brush is a real thing. Now, I don't think a lot of people realize that there's a lot of things around their house that could hurt them. And again, I'm still blown away that somebody could fall on a toilet brush with that much force. But, you know, it's the right place at the right time, unfortunately, or the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, these toilet brushes, they're pretty stiff. You know, and they stick straight up like a spike, and plastic is hard these days. You know, it's not like rubber. And so I guess if you fall at a speed where the toilet brush doesn't fall over by your weight and can go right into, yeah. So I would recommend all those toilet brushes. See, we don't have a toilet brush in my house next to the toilet. We need to, because, you know, sometimes you get up and you're like, oh, really? That didn't flush down? So, you know, it really, I told you guys, this is not an episode that you want to be eating lunch or dinner to, okay? But we don't have a toilet brush. We have one in the cleaning closet, and then we'll take it out. I really don't want the toilet brush there because the cats and the dogs play with it. I'm like, that's disgusting. And then they kiss you. I'm like, no. But most people have those toilet brushes that just sit there and stick straight up. But I have it in the back. I mean, if I did have it, it would be in the back corner. You know, like in our office, it was in the back corner. But, you know, what other things can cause you to die in your house? Well, how many people have hit their head on a toilet seat? Your shower is right next to the toilet. Right? You slip and fall. You bang your head on a toilet seat. And then you bleed internally. You can slip and fall in the shower. Kitchen. Oh, my gosh. There's tons of kitchen accidents. Electrical, right? You know, you have your curling iron or your hair straightener or your electric razor. And then, you know, something happens where there's a busted pipe or you decide to, I don't know what you do. But, you know, our house could be some pretty dangerous stuff. Dangerous, you know. So don't underestimate it. When you see the story, don't laugh. It's not a joke. It really did happen. And also, if you do think you're going to be attacked by somebody and you get rid of all the knives, and you get rid of any weapon that you think, well, just in case somebody comes into my house, you might want to get rid of the toilet brush. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about how obese flu patients are more contagious. So if you have a family member who's obese and they get the flu, they may be more inclined to give it to you. We also have something called Snapchat dysmorphia, where more people are rushing to get plastic surgery. Why? Because they don't like the way, or they want to look like they look on Snapchat. Hookah is in the news. Apparently, hookah smoking raises cardiovascular risk, and liquid nitrogen has been cited as a reason for a lady to die. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We are back on the Dr. Ollie Show. I'm so sorry. I have a Starburst in my mouth. I'm so sorry. I thought I would finish the Starburst. Oh, boy. Yeah, this is like a real big faux pas on radio. I don't know. I needed something sweet. Now, you want to know what happened? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to have a Starburst in my mouth while I tell you this. I picked up a chicken dinner last night because I didn't have time to cook. And I'm eating the leftovers now. And I accidentally ate some chicken that's pink. And it scared me because there was a woman in Greece that just died, right, after eating chicken that wasn't cooked right. So now I'm freaking out that I just possibly got salmonella or E. coli. And so what did I do? I went to the carbs. And I have some Starburst here. So I quickly put one in my mouth because I thought it could help fight off any salmonella or E. coli that could be sitting there. I guess, I don't know, I wanted to salivate more. Induce some sort of digestive immune system, and all of a sudden we're off break. So I apologize. Hold on 2 seconds, because the Starburst is up at the roof of my mouth. Hold on 1 second. Almost done. Oh, man. That's a rough candy. Not my favorite candy, by the way. My favorite candy is chocolate, but I'm trying to, you know, stick to my diet, so I'm only doing Starburst. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Hey, leave me alone. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Manny and Jason who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Big thanks to my dentist who's going to take care of my teeth because I'm eating so much Starburst. And no thanks to Starburst because they aren't really paying for advertising. I'm just eating them. Don't forget to call us with your medical questions or email us with your medical questions. And I promise I'll get to some of them. I know it sounds like I'm talking about a lot of minutia, but this is kind of important. We're going to be coming up on flu season soon. Yeah, I understand it's August. I get that. But pretty soon, you're going to start to see advertisements for flu shots. And I'm going to want your tushies to go in there and get your flu shot. Recommending everybody over 6 months of age that does not have a contraindication to a flu shot to get a flu shot. And I'll have the information on what our newest flu shot is going to have. Again, we follow what happened in the southern hemisphere. Australia usually gets their flu season first. Everything happens in Australia first. New Year's Eve happens first. Christmas happens first. Australia gets everything first, right? I think Outback Steakhouse started there first. So Australia clues us in on what we need to do for our flu season and our flu shots. So we'll have that information. And then the flu shot has already been made. They're just, you know, finishing manufacturing it, and then they have to distribute it and get it to the pharmacies. Then you guys have to pay your $25 or whatever the hell you have to pay to get your flu shot. But this was interesting news. They said that if you are obese, you're going to be more contagious, even if you don't even have symptoms of the flu. Now, that's a little concerning because everybody has somebody obese in the family, if not themselves obese, and you don't want to think that you're going to make other people more sick. Now, this study was published in the Journal of Infectious Disease, and I wrote an article on this on my website at drdahlia.com or on my Twitter and Facebook if you need. And researchers from the University of Michigan School of Public Health looked at 1,800 people from Nicaraguan households. There was about 320 households. They took a look at 1,800 people from there during the flu seasons of 2015 to 2017. And they found that obese adults with the flu shed the influenza A virus 42% longer than non-obese adults with the flu. And if they had no symptoms or were mildly ill, they shed the virus 104% longer than non-obese adults with the flu. Now, some of you are like, what? What does that mean? Yeah, I had to look at it twice. Influenza A is the one that's more responsible for the big pandemics, like the H3N2, Influenza A is usually like swine flu. That's usually the bad pandemic kind. And if an obese person, they found, studying this over the three flu seasons, had the virus and didn't have any symptoms, and let's say the average person will shed the virus for 5 days, an obese person will shed it for 10. Now, if you have a buddy or a family member that's among, you know, works in a field where there's a lot of public, you know, works near the public, that could mean if they get exposed, they could transmit it to you, even if you're healthy, a little bit more, I guess, have an easier chance to transmit it to you because they're shedding it more. Now, no correlation with obese children and flu transmission length. So you can hang out with your obese kids. Just don't want to hang out with any obese friends or family members. Now, previous studies have found that if you are obese, yeah, you can be behind the eight ball when it comes to the flu. You do have more of a potential to get sick. You do have more of a potential to have complications from the flu. But this is one of the first that I've heard of where it talks about you being more contagious. I mean, when you have the flu, you want people to go, oh, you know, poor baby, you know, oh, let me, you know, make you feel better. You don't want people to run. So why would somebody with more body fat be more contagious? No, it's not because they're bigger. That doesn't make sense. No, it's because what we think is an obese person's immune system is weaker. So that's why they may have more issues in terms of, fighting the flu. But remember, you need to have an immune system that battles the virus and keeps the virus at bay. So if you are more vulnerable to the virus, there's probably a good chance that you're not tackling it as well. So then you'll have more of a viral load. And with more of a viral load, you will shed more viral particles. And then hence, you could be more contagious. And the more viral particles you have, the longer it takes for them to die off. And the more viral particles, then the longer they have to replicate and replicate. Now, one of you asked, this was years ago, why don't you have the flu for months? And I guess their logic is, if you have a virus and the virus learns to propagate, just like HIV, and gets another cell to force it to propagate, and then that propagates it more, the virus will never die off. According to his logic, the virus would never die off because you keep having new cells make more viruses. Well, what I think happens, and the reason why that doesn't happen, is one is your immune system takes a while to build. And so once your immune system kicks in and recognizes it, it fights it better. And sometimes it just takes a few days to get that immune system kicking. The other is a lot of these viruses have their own, lifespan. And so I see why you would think, okay, well, making more than they have that. But many times once you're infected, the propagation may not be as much of a, shall we say, an evolutionary drive as much as the virus spreading out. And when the virus spreads out, less strength in numbers. Immunology is fascinating. It's a fascinating science, and it's very intricate. But I believe the reason why that doesn't happen is your immune system kicks in. And the virus does have a shelf life, basically. So, but good logic. You have other viruses out there that, yes, will propagate. So there's lifespans of viruses. And some, they could lay dormant, like HIV, Ebola, herpes, hepatitis. Those are the smarter viruses. The more stupider viruses are the ones that, have a death sentence. So what are the symptoms of the flu? Some of you guys may, be at risk for some early symptoms. So, I know it's August. We're like sweating out here. It's like, it's so darn hot and we're talking about flu already, but we gotta get ready. Most common symptoms of the flu are fever, body aches, cough, sneezing, sore throat. You could have shortness of breath. You could have rapid breathing, rapid heart rate, fatigue, headache. You could have nausea. You could have vomiting. You could have diarrhea. You could have a whole bunch of things. But the big thing that sets the flu apart from a cold is cold symptoms are less severe and they come on more slowly. You'll start to sneeze for a day or two and maybe you'll feel a little achy and runny nose and cough. Yeah, when you get hit by the flu, it is boom. So that virus gets into you, it replicates, and then it spreads and boom, you feel your symptoms like all of a sudden, like you just got hit by a truck. And so fatigue a lot of times is the first symptom. You're like, I'm tired. And as you get tired, then all of a sudden the body aches come. Also, your fever with the flu will be really high. As opposed to a cold, many times you don't even get a fever, if at all. Fever usually lasts a couple days. All right, symptoms of the flu average about 3 to 5 days. Don't forget to get your vaccine when they're available. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
USA Radio News.
The Labor Department reported that the unemployment rate is down to 3.9%, and the economy added 157,000 jobs in the month of July. That is down from 248,000 jobs that were added in the month of June. Tony Sayi Jr. is the Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs for the U.S. Treasury. He says things are starting to turn around for the American people.
People are starting to feel the real benefit of economic leadership that he's shown. And when we talk about growth, it's a very important number. Maria, I know you and I have talked about this many times. 4.1 is a very, very impressive number. We expect to hopefully continue on a trajectory where we have sustained 3% growth.
Clark County, Nevada Sheriff Joe Lombardo said today the Las Vegas Police Department final report will say that investigators have not been able to determine Stephen Paddock's motive for carrying out the deadliest random shooting in U.S. history. The report also indicated that Paddock acted alone. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
All right, we are back on the Doc Dali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so I got to be careful reading this email out loud. He wants to be anonymous. No. He says he doesn't want to be anonymous. He just doesn't want to be to read a certain part of this on air. His name is Daniel. And he wants to know, what are the signs of a girl flirting with you? Somebody at work. I can't go into it too much because he mentioned work, where he works, but somebody at work, he thinks is making the moves on him. He can't tell. So he wants me to review signs that a girl is flirting with you. Okay. I flirt differently than the average girl. Plus, I'm a little older. You know, we flirted differently back in the day. I think nowadays people can flirt by liking your status update on Facebook. See, I'm trying to learn all this. You know, we're going to be talking about Snapchat and how people are rushing to get, plastic surgery. But, you know, a lot of us are being flirted with. Doesn't matter how old we are. And it would be nice to kind of get a little bit of the inside scoop on, you know, is that what they're doing? And it's, I have to say, for you guys out there, it's got to be really, really tough because women have changed a lot of their demeanor and behavior. I mean, in the older days, women, you know, were not, the average girl was not supposed to look at you and bat their eyes and touch you and call you and send a letter. I mean, okay, so I was a kid in the 80s. My parents said I was never allowed to call a boy. I was not allowed to go up and talk to a boy. You know, so they had this more old school style of, you know, way to do things. And so, you know, now women are talking to guys all the time. I mean, they're sitting on their lap. They're sitting at their desk. They're, I mean, oh, my gosh, when I was in medical school, we didn't have enough beds in the medical student resident quarters. So we would share a bed and take a nap. And there was no thought of us liking each other. It was, okay, I need to sleep. We only have X amount of time for a nap. So you sleep there. I sleep there. We'll do feet to whatever, feet to head or whatever. And it was like nothing, you know. You could stand next to a guy or stand next to a girl or whatever, and you know, you could look at them, you could talk to them. It doesn't mean anything. So things are different now. So 30 years ago, I'd say, well, you know, if she's starting a conversation with you out of the blue, that's huge. No. We talk to guys all the time. A lot of us women are starting to feel a little safer. You know, now that we have, thank God, you know, so much progress in terms of, you know, sexual assault in the workplace and having protections, puts, unfortunately, a lot of guys at risk now, you know, for false accusations, but, and accidental, you know, things that could happen. But, you know, we women have these protections. So we're like, good, I could talk to a man without feeling like, you know, he thinks I'm into him. Or without getting groped, or without, and it's wonderful because I love dealing with men. I love working with men. Men are awesome. They're just so much, sorry ladies, but men are so much more fun to work with than ladies. They just are. You know, cause I can talk football, and you see how they think, and guys are fun. I just love working with guys. A lot of times we're just on the same page. I don't know what it is, but it just works well. But the problem is then there's more room for mistakes to happen. So you might think that somebody is into you because they're talking with you and they're working with you and they're joking with you. So then you ask them out and, oh, you just sexually harass somebody at work. So again, Daniel, rule of thumb is don't go there when it's work. You don't poop where you eat. And I know it stinks because there's a lot of work-spurned relationships that, you know, have flourished and have done well, but it's a very, very risky time, you know, very, very risky time. But let's just talk about girls flirting. Okay. Well, eye contact is huge. And if you see that she looks at you, but then quickly looks away, feel like almost a guilty look, like, oh, I had just, you know, he just caught me checking him out. That, it may not be a flirt, but that could be a sign that she may like you. Wiki Howe breaks this down, and not too badly. She says, they say if she raises her eyebrows. Now, I do that because my eyebrows are really bushy, and sometimes I can't see around them, so I have to, like, I can't see you. But if they smile and they maintain eye contact, that could be huge. Although, you do have a lot of women out there that don't blink. And they like to stare you down. That doesn't mean they like you. But then that's not somebody I would really want you to kind of be with. Anybody who could stare you down is a little concerning. If she teases you. See, that's me. If you want to know if I like you or not, I will tease. Well, no, but I tease everybody. No. Well, here's the thing. I'm not a good flirter because you've seen I don't really look. I'm not really a good flirter. I mean, I really can't bat my eyes because, trust me, people will laugh and gag. But I get funnier around people I like, you know? I mean, but just because I'm making a joke doesn't mean I like you. So, you know, it's like all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples. All right. And then, how is she touching you? If she's starting to make contact with your shoulders and your chest, that's a sign, people. If she touches you, that's a sign. Even if she doesn't realize she likes you. But a female wanting to touch a man's shoulders or a man's chest is big. Now, some of us that are very, very good in communication, we know to put a hand on a shoulder, you know, is very, bonding, you know, not from a sexual nature, but if you want to cement a conversation, and cement a bond that happened with that conversation, whether it's a business bond or marketing bond or whatever, sometimes a quick, friendly shoulder touch can work. It's very strategic. I wouldn't recommend a guy do that to a girl because it could be looked upon as forward. But if there's no real reason for them to do it and they find an excuse to touch you, they like you. See? Does she text you random funny messages? Or does she only message you about practical things? So if she, let's say you're at work. And again, I do not want you dating anybody at work. But let's say, all right, when is the conference meeting or when's the conference call? 10 o'clock. Okay, if it makes sense that, you know, she needed to get the, you know, time of the conference call from you, don't read anything into it. But if she does know, because she got the email invite for the conference call, and she's texting you, that could be like, things that make you go, that's interesting. Or if she texts you random funny things. Now, again, workplace text, that could be inappropriate. You got to be careful. See, it's interesting. When a girl does it, it's not as deemed as inappropriate as if a guy does it. It's not fair. It's not fair to the guys. But if you're worried about if the girl likes you or not, if she's texting you random things, you know, the emojis, that's a whole nother psychology of emoji. Depending on the emoji she uses. A thumbs up emoji doesn't mean anything in terms of love or attraction, you know. But an emoji that has maybe a heart or a cute animal for a girl, that could be. And I know the women that are listening to this going, damn it, Dahlia, you are going to lose your PMS privileges. You are totally stereotyping us. I'm trying to help the guys out. Trust me, you don't want a guy to misread. So let's break it down for the guys. Okay? Don't be getting mad at me, ladies. The whole bending thing is a trick a lot of us women do. If we kind of bend forward, you know, and you guys can see our cleavage, or if we kind of bend, you guys can see our butts. If you notice that we kind of bent over, well, we really didn't have to bend over, we could have just kind of slid and squatted, that could be a sign. Okay? Does that help at all? No. 1-877-DELLY. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Well, the FDA has a warning for a bunch of us to rethink having vaginal rejuvenation. Now, for those of you going, what are we rejuvenating and why? What's happening over there? Apparently, vaginal rejuvenation is an expression referring to the treatment of various physiological changes that affect a woman's pelvic floor, vaginal wall, and vaginal canal. These changes may occur after birth or menopause. Now, some people will say, all right, well, this is ridiculous. No. Actually, to a woman, not as ridiculous. Okay? You know, having seen women come in as patients going, I don't like this. It's off. I have extra skin. I have I feel like my uterus is dropping. I don't have as much elasticity. you know, or firmness, or, you know, there are changes that happen. Everybody says, you know, a woman will always say, oh, yeah, you know, the pregnancy ruined my body. And so, you know, a lot of you men out there, you're like, no, 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 your tushy looks fine, your breasts look fine, you look good, you know. So what if you put on some weight? But many times they're referring to some real, real complex changes of their body that they will never get back. And it's very frustrating. So one thing that has been gaining popularity is vaginal rejuvenation, which energy-based devices like laser or radio frequency is used to kind of stimulate the tissue down there to allegedly help it regain firmness, elasticity, and lubrication. The problem is, are these proven? You know, there's a market out there, and it's not something that a lot of women will talk about. You know, it's very easy for them to talk about their butts and their boobs and things like that, but changes down there, not very easy for women to talk about, because if that does get out, she's not very marketable. And so it's a lot more private. It's kept private. So they see an ad going, oh, well, you can rejuvenate the area. Women may be more susceptible to that. One is they feel like, oh, well, I'm not the only one, so I could go to a place where, you know, they'll listen to me. I could talk about it and get something done. And B, you know, I feel less stigmatized by it. The problem is the FDA has issued a warning stating that these energy-based devices for vaginal rejuvenation can be unsafe and their use should be avoided. So what could they do? Well, I mean, you may have incontinence, you may have atrophy, you may have thinning of the skin, and some of these adverse events could be burns down there, scarring, pain with sex, recurring pain. And so, you know, we, as humans, but especially women, we like to defy age. Not all women. Some women are like, no, I'm embracing it. Me, I'm not going to embrace it. Oh, no. I'm not going to embrace it. I am going to fight it tooth and claw. I just don't like aging. I don't like the way I'm starting to look. And taking a step aside here, I think the reason why I'm not going to embrace aging like other women do is because when I was younger and I had it, I didn't realize I had it and I didn't use it and I didn't really live young. My whole youth was about going to school, getting through school, and planning for the future. And my 20s were gone in a split second. Now, I have no regrets in terms of what I did in my 20s. I went to college and medical school, and I became a physician, and I opened a practice, and I had two kids by the time I was 30. I accomplished a lot in my 20s, but I didn't have or I didn't enjoy the benefits of having good butt and boobies and vagina. So all of a sudden, I went from being young, and I was pretty pristine, to all of a sudden now, being in my 30s, although I'm not in my 30s anymore, boy, that went fast too, that decade, dang, what happened to my 30s? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So all of a sudden, you're in your 40s, and don't tell anybody, I'm trying to keep that under wraps, and you're like, well, wait a second, but I used to have this, and this. Now, by the time a woman's in her 40s, she's not supposed to care. I've been married 21 years. You know, knock on wood, I have two kids about to move out of the house. Please do move. Please. See ya. The last thing on my mind should be how, you know, the lady looks. It really shouldn't be a priority. But, you know, I guess because I didn't been there, done that, there was a lot I didn't experience, and I'm glad I didn't get any STDs then, and I didn't get any unwanted pregnancies. I'm glad I didn't over-experience. You just start to think, well, did I do enough when I was young? Did I experience enough when I was young? Did I enjoy my youth? And that is the start of a midlife crisis. That's when people go, well, wait a second here, wait a second. You know, I look back. I did this, 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 and this. I'm looking forward. I better get this done before I age. And age too much. And I got to tell you something. I don't think all midlife crises are bad. Okay, the ones where you cheat and you spend all your money and you... that's a problem. You know, or you decide to start doing blow and, you know, coke and all that, you know, when you're 50. Okay, that's... No. Those midlife crises aren't good. But the midlife, quote-unquote, crisis where you stop and go, you want to know what? I think I want to be in a selfish phase. And I think rather than, you know, always saving money for the kids' college and always... I think I'd actually like to take one trip to Hawaii. Or, you know what? I think I would like to buy a dress that's not on sale. You know, I think I do want to hike up a mountain. I think going through your bucket list, going, these are things I want to do, and I think that's very, very healthy. If you want to learn to scuba dive, scuba dive. You know, if you want to learn to cook, if you want to learn to twerk, you know, some of you guys are twerkers, right? Twerking is the new dance that the young people do where they shake their tushy and make these pelvic thrusts. I don't want to learn how to twerk, you know? But if you want to record a song, if you want to write a book, you know, do that. Because there will be a time in life where you look back and go, I wish I did this, I wish I did that. And many times in our youth, we're so worried about our futures. I got to pick the right career. I got to pick the right husband. I got to pick the right wife. I got to have two kids. I got to have the white picket fence. I got to take care of my family. I have to do. And, you know, you do all this have to that you don't stop and do what you want to. And we learn in our 20s that, you know, if you do stuff that you want to, sometimes there are going to be bad consequences. So we think, no big deal. You know, we'll be happy about it later. But then you become, you know, middle-aged and you're like, oh, I would have really liked to try pot. Or I really would have liked to sleep with Dirk. Or I would have liked to... Okay, these are hypothetical, okay? It's hypothetical. You know? Or I would have liked to, you know, jump out of a sunroof of a limo screaming up and down the Las Vegas Strip like I see in the movies. Now, let me tell you, okay? Sticking your head out of a car on the Las Vegas Strip is overrated. Usually people are like, huh? What? Shut up. No one's paid attention to you. It doesn't look like the way it is in the movies because everybody else is in their cars just trying to drive. But we used to cruise the Strip when I was in high school, and it was fun. That was before curfew, where you could sit there and check out guys. And you know, as long as it's safe and it doesn't hurt other people, go ahead and do your bucket list. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.